There are two angles to this. One, as you know, that the UN has now deployed, and the African Union, which was there in the form of AFISMA, has shifted its focus from the peace process to the political. And one, of course, the priorities to ensure that we have this election. And as you know, that we have had a challenge concerning whether the election should be as early as it is. But ECOWAS, the African Union, and a number of other stakeholders and international partners have come to the conclusion that let's move ahead with the elections on this date because you have a situation that you want to have a legitimate partner that will be able to get Mali back to normality. So that is the comment I can give. And the arrangements are on the ground. We have given support, the necessary support we could. And so we hope that as we are now in the final stages of the election, it will be conducted in an atmosphere that allows the people of Mali to express themselves.
Is this part of the African Union's objective to ensure Mali maintains its territorial integrity as well as restore constitutional order in that country?
Absolutely. That is a primary objective, and it guides everything else.
There were also reports of tension despite the peace agreement that was signed between the rebels and the National Army or the government. There is also tension ahead of the election. What way is the African Union helping to reduce tension for the election to go on smoothly?
Well, our team on the ground, led by President Bioya, has had to make sure that they interact with the various politicians. And as you know, you have a large number, to ensure that they give their commitment, that they conduct themselves in a peaceful manner, and campaign on issues and so forth. But, you know, you are coming from a background where a country has been played on these issues. So there will be some hitches of this nature. But as we see up to now, we haven't seen any major. As you know, there were also, those that were abducted. Thank God they are back. And so these features will be there, but overall we see an atmosphere that should be able to give the people of Mali an opportunity to express themselves.
One of the most fundamental part of a process of election is accepting the results of the election. From reports and interaction that you've had with leaders from that country, how confident are you that they would accept the result to ensure the process is continues and allow Malians to choose who their next leader should be?
Well, the confidence we have is the word that the various candidates have pledged themselves. What we hope for is, of course, that the election body will be able to organize the election in such a manner that all candidates will be satisfied that they have had an opportunity to vote the ballot box, and the will of the people at the end will prevail. And, of course, all the people of Mali are tired of the situation they are in, and the people themselves and all the political parties are being made accountable by the people to commit themselves to accept election results.
What do you see as the prospect of this election at the end of the month?
Well, we see it as an opportunity that you can now have partners that will be able to move the peace process forward, the political process forward. In other words, as you said earlier on, bring Mali to normalcy. And that's why it's extremely important that at the end of the day, the party should accept whoever is chosen, because that will be the first step to unite the country, which is also very necessary. And the big picture of making sure that all the factors that led to the situation that we have are being addressed in a systematic manner. And of course, for African Union, we have already determined that we are going to stay with the people of Mali to accompany them on their road to normalcy.